Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 72nd Venice Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Miranda Otto, who is here with the film The Daughter here at Venice Days. So thanks very much for joining us.
Pleasure.
So this is for the benefit of our listeners. I'd love to ask you if you could maybe introduce your character and the story of the film for the benefit of our listeners, I guess.
I'm always really terrible at telling people what my character is. It's like if someone asks me, who am I? You know, it's really hard to describe. I'm playing Charlotte, who is Oliver's partner, and we have a daughter, Hedvig. We're living in a logging town in sort of rural New South Wales in Australia, and the town is sort of slowly folding down. The logging mill is about to close. Our daughter is in school, about to finish, and she's quite brilliant. And then an old friend comes back to see his father, and who was a very good friend of Oliver's. And things kind of begin to unravel from there as the past comes back, and we realize that there's a lot of things that are unknown.
Well, excellent job, and now that's out of the way. We can talk about other things, but this is an obligatory follow-up question in its own way. But nevertheless, I think it's quite interesting to know how you got involved with the project in the first place.
I'd actually seen Simon's stage adaptation of The Wild Duck and thought it was really wonderful, and Ewan was in that, and I thought he was so terrific. And when my agent approached me and said that they were making this a film, I was actually back in Australia for a very short period of time, and my agent Anne sent me the script and said, Simon wants to meet with you, he wants to meet this weekend. And so we went and had a drink, and I was very excited by the idea of working with them both. I thought that, you know, Simon's style was on stage was both bold and quite filmic in a way, and I was really interested to know what his technique was and how he worked with Ewan and how he'd gotten such great performances from people. And so I was, it was a really easy yes, a very easy yes.
Well, what I think works wonderfully in this film is that there's so many interesting characters, and we really get to know a lot about each one of them. And so my question now is, how did you feel about your character when you first kind of came across her? And what was your initial reaction? And whether there was kind of like a, you know, having to get used to her as you kind of learned and got ready and prepared for your part?
I found her kind of mysterious on the page, which interested me, that you didn't really get to know much about her until later in the piece. She was just sort of there and present, and it was interesting to me that Ewan's character Oliver had such a strong relationship with his daughter, and they were like mates or something in some way, and yet she was kind of less present in some way, which interested me. And, you know, as far as rehearsing and stuff, Ewan and I rehearsed together. He came over to Los Angeles and we actually rehearsed via Skype with Simon back in Australia, which was a really interesting experience. But it was great that we actually managed to make that work because I couldn't get back there for the rehearsal, and Simon really wanted to rehearse, which, I think is a really great thing to be able to do on a film.
Actually, that's interesting. The Skype rehearsals work?
Skype rehearsals, yeah. Yeah, it was great. It worked really well. I mean, it was important that Ewan and I were in the same physical space, but it worked perfectly well for us to sit and talk through stuff and work out backstories and do that, and then Skype Simon in the afternoon, and he was sitting in Tumut in a hotel room eating his breakfast, and we would rehearse scenes with him. And, you know, he's very erudite, very, very clear, and it's really always really interesting to hear what he says about something. He thinks really carefully before he tells you, and he's just constantly disarming in what he says, his direction. It's great. Mm.
Another thing that I admired about the film is that it takes place in a rural setting, but it's not the usual representation of, or stereotypical representation of the rural setting, right?
No, not at all. It's, Simon actually grew up for quite a long period in Switzerland, I think. Mm. And it's got very Nordic overtones, in terms of the way that it looks. It's doesn't look like the kind of Australia you normally see. Yeah. It's not bright and sunny. It's not deserty. It's not that bush kind of look. It's very foresty, and I really like that setting because, and I was interested in listening to Simon this morning talking about it, and he was saying that he wanted it to feel that it could be somewhere in Scandinavia, or it could be somewhere in England, or it could be somewhere in the, you know, the colder parts of America, that it was important that people not distance themselves from the setting to think that it was a particular thing happening in this particular place, that it was had a more universal look about it. And I think he really achieved that.
Yeah, actually, you mentioned Scandinavia. That's almost like the kind of reaction that I had to this setting. But how familiar are you with rural settings in general? And do you find that working in such a setting helps your performance, you know?
I think anything that you can have that is actual always helps your performance. You know, it can't help but reverberate through what you do. And I always really enjoy to see the dailies really early on and get a vision of the picture you're in, because film's such a composite of so many different things. And as an actor, you think perhaps at times that you have to, like, portray so many different elements. But then when you actually look at the picture, so much of the story is being told through the setting, and then later on when you have the music and the editing, so many different things are helping to navigate that journey, and you don't have to overdo what you're doing, that you can kind of do less because so many other things are telling the story for you.
Yeah, it's a greatly collaborative art form, and in that sense even the acting, particularly in a film like this where there's so many roles and so many parts, but also you're playing a character that is essential to the film. It almost feels like a wolf pack kind of relationship that you have with the rest of the cast. Mm-hmm. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's impressive in the film is that the performances throughout are so good. You know, like everybody, he's really brought everyone together in a really great way in terms of style of performance and level of performance. It feels really even in that way, which I really like. And that everybody's story is interesting. There's nothing that feels like padding or something to get from here to there. You're always learning something in each encounter. You're learning something else about the different sides of these characters and their relationships with different people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinated by Henry's new relationship as well, about his marriage and what that whole relationship is really fascinating to me.
Yeah, what is fascinating is also the fact that you kept wondering after the film, you know, what could possibly, like, life goes on. Yeah. This is such a realistic story that what happened before is just as interesting as what happened after or during the film.
So. Yeah, true. Yeah. It's interesting to think what happens at the end of it, because it really doesn't answer all those questions for you, which is good.
And it's great because that's another way to engage with the audience, and that's kind of rare in cinema to find a film that does that.
I really like coming out of a film where you can have differing opinions on what actually happened. I like a little bit of ambiguity, and I like to come out of a film feeling charged up about what, you know, what I thought was actually happening or where I thought it was going to go, and having differing opinions to other people. I enjoy that.
Yeah, exactly. So as a final question, and this is another obligatory question, but I'm very interested, as I'm sure many of our listeners would, to know maybe what's happening, what will be happening next, and maybe if you have any projects that aren't particularly related to cinema per se, but anything that's happening in the future.
At the moment I'm working on the TV show Homeland in Berlin, and we'll finish that somewhere in November. I think we finish shooting that. And so that kind of takes me up to the end of the year. And then next year there's a film in Australia that I've been talking to the director about, and hopefully we'll get its money. But you never know in Australia. It's tricky getting money, but everyone seems hopeful. It's a really interesting, really, really interesting project. So I'm crossing my fingers for that. But acting, you never know what's going to happen next, you know?
Like, that's right.
The Homeland job, it came up very suddenly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one minute I was, you know, just getting sent some pages, and, you know, a few days later I was on an aeroplane traveling to Berlin. So in acting, you never know what's around the corner. You know, you think you're going to be, you know, back in Australia doing this, and then you find out, no, you're going to be in Turkey doing this. And so,
how do you find that? Stressful, exciting?
I think you just have to accept it and not let it stress you out, you know. Yeah. The more over time, you know, I have to accept when I'm going through periods of not working, that, you know, to just enjoy that, because when you are working, you'll be thinking, oh, I wish there'd be some time to have some time off. So you just have to accept that it ebbs and flows, you know.
Yeah, channel all your emotions into the performance, the great performances you've done in the past and here in The Daughter. And I thank you very much for joining us and talking with us about it. Thanks a lot.
Cheers.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.